2 weeks before general elections, the NGO People in Need has just released the results of a mock election held in Czech schools last month. The results suggest that if pupils between 15 and 19 could all go to the polls, many would back right-wing parties. Topo 9, the Civic Democrats and Public Affairs all fared well. By contrast, the Social Democrats would barely scrape into the lower house and the Communists would have been shown the door. Jan Wellinger has more.
Around 20,000 students between the ages of 15 and 19 from 135 Czech schools took part in the mock election in late April under a project organized by the non-governmental organization People in Need to boost student interest in the political process. Now the results are in. On Friday, organizers confirmed that Topo 9 had come first with almost 27%, followed by the Civic Democrats and Public Affairs, while the Social Democrats finished a poor seventh with just over 5% of the vote. Originally, the result was to have been kept under wraps until after the actual elections, to reduce the danger of the information being abused by political parties in the heated campaign. That plan, however, was scrapped after some schools began leaking results. The mock election was not without controversy. The Social Democrats attempted to pressure schools to drop out, more than 60 did, or to limit the project's impact. That move was seen by many as ham-fisted, compounding an already rocky relationship between the Social Democrats and younger voters. Despite the difficulties, until the student election results were announced on Friday, most Social Democrats still hoped their party would do well. Among them was prominent MP Jan Hamáček, who says the party's regional governors should not have come out so strongly against the mock election.
Well, my personal opinion is that perhaps the reaction from the regional governors wasn't overly fortunate, and I think that perhaps we should have been more open and we should have, let it happen.
Do you think that the results, which were, say, poor for your party, are indicative of a broader preference among voters, at least among young voters?
Well, I wouldn't overestimate the result because the sample was fairly small. I think it was like 130 schools altogether that actually participated. But it's in a way indicative that we should pay more attention to our communication with the youngest generation and do something about it.
The apparent disconnect between the Social Democrats and first-time or future voters is not something they'll have to worry too much about in 2 weeks' time when Czechs go to the polls. Public opinion agencies have repeatedly put the Social Democrats there on track to winning by a strong margin.
That report was by Jan Wellinger.